Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A man was arrested after allegedly using explosives to catch three vans on fire.
When the Topeka Fire Department responded to reports of a vehicle fire in the 1100 block of Southwest 17th Street, they found three unoccupied vans engulfed in flames. No injuries were reported from the incident. The total estimated loss was $49,000 and attributed to the loss of the vehicles. One man was arrested and booked into Shawnee County Department of Corrections on the following charges: arson, criminal use of explosives, theft, and criminal damage to property. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
Not every city is built for peace of mind, so where can Americans catch a break to mark National Relaxation Day on August 15th? Lawn Starter ranked 2023's most relaxed cities. Coming in the top 10, Overland Park, Kansas. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone service keeps you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having phone service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-288-2020 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Thursday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $1.5 million will be available for a fourth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline, or HEAL grants, to revitalize dilapidated and underutilized downtown buildings in small communities across the state. HEAL grants help close financial gaps for communities that are striving to make their downtown districts more economically vibrant. Since the HEAL grant program was launched in 2021, more than $3.5 million has been awarded to fund 63 projects in 48 counties throughout Kansas. And enhancements have been made for HEAL 4.0, that are designed to set up applicants for even greater success, including a longer application period and a maximum award of $100,000. And formal bids will be required this round from licensed contractors at the time of the application submission. HEAL grants help bring downtown buildings back into productive use as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, childcare, and entrepreneurship. Submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers in that community and also demonstrate that the space will be occupied by the end of the project. And proof of dollar-to-dollar matching funds from the building owner will be required at the time of the application. Communities that received a HEAL grant in the first round, which was awarded in the spring and summer of 2022, are now eligible to apply again. However, communities that received HEAL grants in either the fall of 2022 or spring of 2023 are not eligible to apply for this round. The application window will open on August 14th and closes November 10th with award notifications in mid-December. Additional information about HEAL, a webinar, and the online application can be accessed at kansascommerce.gov. The referee shortage, especially at the high school level, is being felt across the country and in Kansas. The new man in charge of KSHSAA, Director of Officials Scott Goodhart, is trying to recruit officials for high school sports and is working to overcome the challenges. Referees have a tough job on the field, and with the challenge they face in being in the right places at the right times to make the best judgments they can, comes high levels of scrutiny from fans and families, often with verbal abuse. Disrespect from the stands and even the sidelines pushes experienced officials out, but the situation can be worse for new officials, as many young refs quit early and don't come back. However, Goodhart said his goal is to recruit new officials. He said that effort starts with gauging interest from young adult athletes or simply finding those who have a desire to officiate games. An online program called Ref Reps simplifies the process to become a ref, though to keep officials already in place, Goodhart said there's something fans need to keep in mind, and that is that referees are making the best judgment call they can at the time of the play, and more times than not, they're right. Kansas's disability waiver wait list has become extensively packed over the years, preventing some people from getting adequate services. So lawmakers are now weighing solutions to get people off of the list. Senator Beverly Gossage, who chairs the state Special Committee on Intellectual and Developmental Disability, or IDD, waiver committee, said they want to see how many people that would be, estimating that they could at least get between 3,600 and 7,000. The committee met on Monday to hear from state agency officials and people impacted by the disability waiver wait list. In the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services partnered with the University of Kansas Center on Developmental Disabilities to conduct a study on where the wait list stands. According to Evan Dean, an associate professor from KUCDD, the waiting list was at 4,831 as of last December. Dean said the average wait time is now 5 years, and some have waited for as many as 11. And while those on the wait list may receive some services, they don't receive enough services that cover their care needs. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed that flags be flown at half-staff at all state grounds, buildings, and facilities from sunup to sundown this Monday, August 14th, to honor 29-year-old Jonah Oswald, a four-year veteran of the Fairway Police Department who was shot and killed in the line of duty. Governor Kelly said Jonah's death is a reminder of the sacrifices that our law enforcement officers make every day in service to their fellow Kansans, and her thoughts are with his family and loved ones as they mourn his loss. Officer Oswald will be interred during services held this Monday, August 14th, in Lenexa, Kansas. Businesses and organizations in Northwest Kansas can now apply for a spring or summer 2024 intern from Fort Hays State University through the Fort Hays State University Dane G. Hansen Internship Program. A Dane G. Hansen Foundation grant has made paid internships possible for next spring and summer, and the applications from employers will be accepted through September 15th. Eligible employers must be located in the Hansen Foundation's 26-county service area, the block of counties stretching from Cheyenne and Wallace County area east to include the Republic Saline County area, including Norton County. However, students do not have to be from the Northwest Kansas area to apply. A participating employer invests $500 toward the student intern's wages, and the Hansen Foundation grant provides the remaining funding. And each internship is for one semester or summer. The spring interns will work 240 hours, and the summer interns will work 300 hours. Lisa Carlin, the internship career advisor, stated that they're grateful for the Dane G. Hansen Foundation's continued support of the program, as it provides employers access to new talent and allows students to gain professional work experience and make connections. The employer must provide a detailed job description for the internship, and interested employers should go to the Career Services page on the Fort Hays State University website at fhsu.edu to learn more about the program and to complete the application. The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $5,000 in the July grant cycle, and these funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant funds for July supported Crayons for Classrooms, which received $5,000 for their 2023-2024 school supplies project. Crayons for Classrooms is a group of community members, parents, grandparents, teachers, and school administration whose mission is to provide basic supplies for students attending school at USD 211. The group formed in 2022 and provided school supplies to every student at Eisenhower Elementary School. USD 211 teachers provide the committee with a list of supplies needed for each child, and the committee compiles the list and places the order through the school district office during the summer. The committee aims to purchase as much locally as possible, which benefits Norton County businesses. In an effort to stretch every dollar, they also take advantage of discounts and the ability to order in bulk through the school's resources. The committee then sorts the items and distributes them to the teachers and students at the open house prior to the new school year. These grant funds, along with other various fundraising initiatives, have enabled Crayons for Classrooms to provide all of the supplies for Eisenhower Elementary School students, with the exception of PE shoes, headphones, and book bags, and $25 of the tech fees for junior high and high school students for the 2023-2024 school year. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's webpage at nortoncf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106. You can email Bethany at nortoncf.org. Or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Hail no. Here's some damage, there's some damage, everywhere you see some hail damage. If this is the case after the recent storms, it's time to give me a call. I'm John Sanders of Sanders Construction Incorporated, and I have 10 years experience in repairing the damage that Mother Nature brings with wind and hail storms. Whether you have damage to a shingle or metal roof, siding, or seamless gutters, Sanders can fix, repair, and replace Mother Nature's worst. I'm licensed and insured, so don't stress about the mess. Give Sanders a call. 785-202-0315. Again, that's 785.
85-202-0315. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel. It's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. As lawmakers work to write the next Farm Bill, Farm Bureau is sharing stories of its importance to agriculture. Chad Smith has more.
As ongoing drought grips much of the West and Midwest, farmers and ranchers are utilizing Farm Bill programs to ensure they're acting as stewards of the land. Megan Richner, a farmer in Missouri, which has been one of the driest spots in the country, says the Farm Bill's conservation programs have positively impacted her operation and kept them in business.
Really, those conservation programs in the Farm Bill saved our farm during this drought that we're experiencing, and if it wasn't for those, we'd be in a pretty bad shape on our farm. We have not had to sell any cows. We've had some land, we've had grass, and really our land and grass would be in much worse condition if we would not have started using these conservation programs back in 2014.
Richner says Congress can't wait until next year to pass a farm bill.
Due to the uncertainty in agriculture, whether it's an uncertainty in markets, whether it's the uncertainty in weather across the United States, certainly for us, the Farm Bill has been a safety net. It allows farmers like us to weather the storm and help us continue to grow food for our communities, whether it's crops or, in our case, producing beef. Still able to do that because of the Farm Bill and the programs that it provides.
She encourages farmers and ranchers to reach out to their elected officials and share their agriculture story.
One of the best things a farmer and rancher can do to really get the Farm Bill across the finish line this year is just pick up the phone and have a conversation with your legislators or their staff. How has the Farm Bill impacted your farm? They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Show them those pictures.
For more information on how to interact with your elected officials, go to fb.org/farmbill. Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Pretty hot across our state today, and then we go on a slight cooling trend over the weekend. A heat advisory is posted for central and eastern Kansas through this afternoon for high temperatures and high humidity. Our heat index will be over 100. Not as humid, but just as hot in the western counties. Statewide highs will hit at least the mid-90s today and approaching the 100-degree mark in the south central and southeastern counties. Scattered thunderstorms expected late this afternoon and into the evening, with some severe weather possible from about Topeka and Wichita eastward. Hail and damaging wind will be the main issues with any severe thunderstorms today. We'll have isolated thunderstorms in the western and central counties. On the map, heading into this afternoon, upper-level high pressure is still in place over the central plains, with a frontal boundary over central Kansas and a low in northern Oklahoma that's moving in some moist air at the surface. With daytime heating and some wind shear along that frontal boundary, late afternoon and evening thunderstorms are possible. Some of those could be severe in the central and eastern counties. Overnight, the front stays in place over central Kansas, with scattered thunderstorms from the south central up through the northeastern counties. Looking at Saturday, we should be down a few degrees with low to mid-90s. Mostly sunny in the morning, another round of afternoon thunderstorms. For Sunday, more precipitation expected early in the day, and then we have a cold front moving in by midday that'll lower our daytime highs a little bit. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-90s with low to mid-60s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 90s north central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 60s. Mid-90s northeast, upper 60s and low 70s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 90s, and tonight we're in the mid-60s. Upper 90s south-central, low 70s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 90s southeast, and tonight, low 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.